everybody, this is Sight to the Blonde. As promised, I talked about the whole Kyron Lacy situation, or I was going to lead up to it and talk about it in this episode. And then I'm going to get right back to an epiphany that I've had over the last couple of days regarding the last episode on Thursday. But first, AJ Simon, wore number 8 from Albany University, wore purple and gold. He was unalived or found dead a week before the 2024 draft. Then you get Kyron Lacy, who wore number 2. His college colors were purple and gold. So AJ Simon, number 8, Kyron Lacy, number 2, 8 plus 2 is 10. Kyron Lacy, 10 days after his birthday, got into the accident that through the video that we have seen or that's been shared online shows that he was innocent. And he said he was 72.6 yards back. Now, that is such a strange number to admit to. Because who actually did the road work of knowing from a video that he was 72.6 miles backwards or away from the accident? If we are now just having this footage being released, I've heard his mother do an interview reiterating this number. So automatically, before I even get further into it, you know it is a sacrifice. You know it is a ritual. I think the high-ranking Freemasons and Satanists and Luciferians are now starting to sacrifice would-be prospects that would go into the National Football League. If you remember, there was a basketball player that was supposedly signed or was going to be signed, or I think he just recently signed with Rich, who is LeBron James's childhood friend, who recently became a Prince or Freemason. If you look up the magazine cover of Rich Paul, I think his name is Rich Paul. You'll see his socks got black and white or black and gray checkerboard patterns. And he was supposed to go into the NBA draft and he died. So this is now becoming a thing. 72.6 yards away from this accident. 72 divided by 6 is 12. The exact time in between his suicide and the 2025 draft. Now the number 10 plays because, like I mentioned before, 10 days after his birthday, he had this accident or was involved or around this accident. The same as the number 10 that Isaiah White from the football movie Him, and that's connected to Tyreek Hill because they both suffered a leg injury. And the movie was released 10 days before Tyreek Hill had this injury on 9/29. Of course, if you add 2 plus 9, you get 11, you get 9/11. And then Jack Mack, that you know from Barstool, which is owned by a proselyte Zionist. He tweeted a gif of Kyron Lacy when he was doing something with his hands like a gun movement. And he's been doing this. And I think this is what you need to start telling your sons. If you have sons that are going into sports and they have aspirations of going to the professional level, now the college level is starting to mirror a little bit of the professional level because you can get paid almost the same. You get millions from NIL deals. You don't want to be caught on national television using your arms like a gun or a weapon. They already think lowly of us. They already think that we're gangbangers, thugs, miscreants, worthless, or in the biblical sense, Belial, which means worthless. Do not have your sons be online or in a public space doing something that has a reference to guns. So Jack Mack, a barstool, tweeted this GIF where Kyron Lacy was doing something with his hands, where it was like an assault rifle. And he said some comment like, what did you think? Like, basically hyping up the allegation that he had something to do with this accident. Even I thought he had something to do with this accident. And then the video comes out. All of a sudden, this video that this lawyer has either had knowledge of or didn't have knowledge of, or he just didn't do his job. This video has been out since the last 5 or 6 months. Why all of a sudden are we seeing it now? You trying to tell me the police officers didn't see or have this footage? You trying to tell me that the two lawyers, the prosecutor and the defense, didn't have access to this video? Why all of a sudden now when we're trying to hype up the race war, why all of a sudden that this video comes out and basically exonerates him from even being near this accident? Why all of a sudden was this withheld from him and withheld for such a long period of time for he to die 12 days before the 2025 draft? There is no explanation for it. Most people who are already caught in this world think it's white supremacy. It has to do with the white cop. But dig deeper than that. It's one white cop that they mentioned. You trying to tell me this guy has so much hate for a black man that he wasn't able to see the tape, that this went on throughout the court process and the investigation process, that this tape that could exonerate him just never came up? I'm not saying it doesn't happen with all the examples of men being falsely accused, falsely arrested, and falsely prosecuted, falsely jailed. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. But I'm saying with the numerology attached to his name, which is 444, I'm telling you, they start picking certain players who are already susceptible to sin. Mind you, we are all on a, not all of us, but we at some point, when we were in this world, we are all on a list. We are all on a hit list. They showed you this in the Captain America Winter Soldier movie, Project Insight, where they were boasting that through your SAT scores, your grades, your birthday, anything with numbers attached to it, they were able to seek you out if they feel your pattern was to go against the system. Now, mind you, they don't have the power to rub anybody out that goes against the system. They have a power to take people out who want to be in the system. So being in the system and you playing by their rules, that means you are already offering yourself up on the altar because you want to be an offering or a sacrifice for this system. Doing everything that the world does, you become an offering for the world. And they use an offering or use your death, if they so choose, in an emotional harvesting event that only works on their behalf and at your mockery, because you didn't defend yourself with the Ruach HaKodesh. You didn't defend yourself or build up a hedge using the Torah. Do you see any of these Freemasons, Luciferians, or Satanists taking out those who are sharing and posting and knowing the truth online? You're not seeing anybody being made a ritual who is truly going against this system, who is out of this world and following Yah's rules, statutes, and commandments. You don't see it. You will never see it until the last time in Revelation, when Satan gets wroth with us, the remnant, and those who keep and guard the commandments. But until then, they are simply sacrificing those they can put in a ritual bottle and unleash this ritual bottle on the minds and hearts of people who are stuck in this world to use their energy, use their emotion for a race war. That's all it is. They could care less about Kyron Lacy. They were looking at Kyron Lacy as a threat. Like I said, this young gentleman was just in the world, and we all don't know what our purpose in this life is when we're in this world. We still think that we're supposed to be worldly, that we are just supposed to amass wealth, resources, and live abundantly as much as we can, without law, without any spiritual law, without any spiritual statutes, and kind of doing our own thing. And this here is an example of a man's life being cut short and not be able to see and know the full understanding of who he truly is. He don't get the chance to stand before Yah as an Israelite. He stands before Yah as a young man, 20-some years old, with only his works, only his worldly works, in front of Yah to stand trial to see if he's accepted or not. 23 years old. We have been given so much grace and mercy that our lives weren't cut off at 23. Like it talks about in Ezra chapter 7 of how those who die, their spirit goes up immediately and sees the face of him who they chose not to serve. And then they wander about this world 7 days before taken to Sheol, taken to be tormented. 7 days, your spirit, your ruach that no one can see, no one can hear, no one can smell. 7 days, you're just wandering, thinking about all the things that you've done, all the sins that you have amassed and accrued, sins that you amassed and laid upon sin and laid upon sin. You have to think about that while you have no body, no form, just a ruach. You have to think about that for 7 days. That's sad, man. It is. And some, like I said before, you mothers, you single mothers, or you fathers of sons, you better start telling your children, your sons, about this world. Because it's not going to get better. It has to be at a point where you give up hope. Now, you can give up hope as a family, or you can give up hope after they take your child away from you. Now, I'm not talking about you should coddle or cage to fear. I'm simply saying that you have a choice to make. Didn't Yahusha say that if a strong man was able to know exactly what was going on, wouldn't he fortify his household? Wouldn't he fortify his family so he wouldn't suffer a child be taken from him or suffer his family broken up? And this is in reference to what people think the rapture is. When the conversation comes up, oh, one was at the mill and be taken away. One would be on the couch and one be taken away. But we know that there is no rapture. The only rapture that's going to happen is the wheat and tare. The tare goes first. So that's why Yahusha confirmed it, that it wasn't a rapture. He confirmed it in scripture, that he said, if the man of the house knew what was going on and stood watch, he would not have suffered his family or his household broken up. If your child has the opportunity to go play college sports or opportunity to play in a professional level, you better start letting him know what's at work. And you better start fortifying him through the Torah. Romans 8:14-17. For as many as are led by the Ruach Elohim, they are the sons of Elohim. For ye have not received the Ruach of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Ruach Eamatz, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Ruach itself bears witness with our Ruach that we are the children of Elohim. And if children, then heirs of Elohim and joint heirs with Mashiach. If so, be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. We have to suffer this world. Not abandon hope, but suffer this world. So before I go more into the suffering, let me go into the other numerology of this numeric timeline that's come about. So this whole government shutdown. Like I said, if you listen to my earlier podcast, you know that I talked about, I think last year, the year before, when Biden was still in office, that they were only teasing this government shutdown, but eventually it would shut down. And it was shut down with a president who's known to bankrupt his own businesses, known to be shoddy with his business deals. We know this from the university that he created, and it didn't, I mean, people were dumb enough to want to learn the art of the deal through Donald Trump, a Freemason and a Kabbalist, and they took his course, and then nothing happened from that course. They didn't get anything. They didn't get any benefits of it. And then so, of course, they tried to sue him. And he bankrupted that, just like he bankrupted Atlantic City and those casinos. So, like I said, I knew that they were going to start toying around with the government shutdown over the budget when a president who is the image of shady business deals and foreclosures and bankruptcy. You knew that was going to happen. I told you it was going to happen. They're just going to see and run this out, see how far they can get it. But it's going to come back again soon. And this time, the next time, it's going to come back when it's going to truly hurt our pockets. Truly hurt our pockets. And if they were really wanting to get this party going, they would do it right in the middle of an election cycle. If they don't pass a spending bill either around election of the next election cycle or damn near in the middle of it. I know it's got to, if they really want to turn the heat up, that's exactly what they would do or should do if they really want to get this party popping. I mean, right now they're just teasing and they got to walk really, really slow because people are waking up and they can't silence everybody when it comes to the truth. So they're trying to, as much as they can, being rushed, trying to do things very meticulously, very meticulously. They know they're a little bit behind schedule. They know this. Because if you look at some of the movies that they thought, like Soylent Green, that time frame was supposed to be 2022 of food shortages and high inflation. I mean, we a little bit there now. We still can buy stuff. We can still go into stores and all that. But I know they're a little bit behind schedule. If you remember the movie They Live, and they walked into, at the end of the movie, they walked into this meeting that they were having with the elites and with the aliens of that world. And they were boasting about 2023, 2024, I think. They were glad that they have conquered or their plan was in progress. Like I said, I think they are a little ways off, but they're still moving in the same direction. So they have to, at some point, pull a plug on something. I think this is why Israel is buying up all these internet sites, internet, you know, things associated with the internet, VPNs, routers and all that. I think they just know that eventually it's all going to turn on them. This is, like I said, this is why they got scurried out of 100, not 100, but 80-something countries. Multiple times. This is why they got scurried out. They didn't have a foundation protecting them, and that's what Freemasonry is. But now, they can't control every single platform, every single algorithm. As much as they tried, you can't. You just can't. Because it's Yah that has control of the Ruach of truth, the Ruach of knowledge, the Ruach of wisdom. And he's going to give it to whoever is obedient to him to receive it. So it's nothing they can do. Even if they wanted to delete all of the pages, it'd be truly hard for them to delete everything because then everybody's influence would be checked out. They won't be online. And so they will eventually found Yah sooner than they would if they were still online. Now, they don't want you to speak the truth, but they definitely don't want you to have access to go to heaven. Guarantee it. They don't want you to have, they don't want you to share the truth, but they also don't want to give you enough free space, enough free time to discover who Yah is. Because only through isolation and tapping out of this world digitally do you actually start falling into the Most High's arms, the Most High's hands. I mean, not saying that you can't fall into his hands by being online, but a lot of us were awakened through Ruach. We wasn't awakened through anything online. We were just awakened through Ruach. And when you're chosen, you're chosen. When you're selected, you are selected. Like they say, or I've heard a couple of times, favor is not fair. But anyway, if you could piece together or there go through this great noticing that is going on right now in America. When I say the great noticing, y'all know it means pointing out that Israel or some Jews who are owning OnlyFans or owning TikTok and all these avenues that have to do with porn or it has to do with truth information about their country, about their plans. Once you understand that, you understand scripture that it also says it won't be many wise at that time, mentioned in Baruch. It will be few wise. And those who know about these end times and about what's going on will most of all remain silent. They're going to make speaking the truth a punishable offense. Eventually, this podcast will be taken out. Eventually, my Instagram pages will be taken out. Eventually, some of us going to be on a list of them trying to mess with us or gang stalk us in order us to withdraw from Yahuwah, withdraw from our hedge and bring ourselves out through emotion and cause us to be trodden underfoot. And I was thinking about this the same way I was thinking about my last episode on Thursday of how how Yah truly wants us to be like Yahusha. That in the face of adversity, in the face of disrespect, like he faced disrespect, that we are to remain still so he can act on our behalf. And like I said before, I still struggle with being vengeful or petty or spiteful. I still struggle with that because my frustration is, why? If you know what I know, if you follow what I follow, if the information has been put before you to follow it, why? If I'm trying to save the hedge, if I'm not trying to get us kicked out of paradise, why would you still turn against me to frustrate the Ruach or quench the Ruach so that we will put ourselves in danger of having the hedge removed? So let me ask you this, men, husbands, boyfriends, or whatever you are at this time. I wanted to truly know your comments on this, your thoughts on this. If you are having a bad day emotionally, regardless of how it got there, whether it be from an affliction at work, whether it be an affliction from a friend or affliction from a girlfriend or wife or affliction from a child, regardless, you're afflicted emotionally. Does that stop you from carrying out your responsibility, your roles as the head of the household? Do you like, you know what? No one's eating it today. No one's eating today. I don't want nobody eating tonight because I'm in a bad mood. I'm not speaking. Men, do you do this? When you are expected to provide, do you stop providing because you're in a mood? Please comment. Women, when you are afflicted, whether it be from work, friends, children, husband or boyfriend, do you be like, I ain't cooking him food? Do you get lax on your duties as a mother, as a wife, as a shy, as one who is covered? A Proverbs 31 initiate. I should say. Do you allow your emotions to withhold service? And if you do, why do you do it? If you are called for a purpose, why do you neglect services or neglect what your responsibility is to the household because you're in a mood? I want women to truly answer me honestly. Why do you suffer with correction? I would like to know. Maybe y'all got some insight for me that I'm not truly understanding yet. I would like to know. I like to talk amongst the assembly because y'all sometimes have very good insight on certain things. Like I said, I operate this podcast not with I'm at the top of some pedestal, I'm up on the pulpit, I'm just speaking down at the congregation. We are all eye level. So maybe it's something that I need to learn that I have not learned yet. Maybe it's something I need to know that I have not known yet. If I'm coming to you, which means I can't come to the nucleus of the problem. So that's why I'm coming to you, sisters out there. Because I truly want to understand it. And I had talked it over with my homeboy, Brother Matt, because we usually feel like that we live in the same footsteps in this walk. So I rely on him a lot. And he confirmed me that Yah does this to us because he wants us, like I mentioned in Thursday, he wants us to understand how it felt as a husbandman, as a father, as an Ishai or Ish over the nation of Yasharel. The constant disrespect, the constant back talk, the constant idolatry that he had to suffer through. But at the end of the day, he says he's going to fix and clear this up by simply implanting in our Ruach obedience, his statutes, his commandments, that we will never have to teach or tell our neighbor, our loved ones, about Yahuwah because they will automatically know through the Ruach. Most I say, I'm going to put my Ruach in you so you can walk in my statutes. We as husbands do not have any Ruach that we can say we'll put our Ruach into our women. I wish it was that easy. I wish it was like, look, give her a double portion of the Ruach of logic into her. So we're literally sitting around suffering like Yahusha had to suffer. So we would learn how to be still in the face of adversity. So the correction can come. And when the correction does not come, it's because we are already knee deep or elbows deep into being spiteful, petty, or vengeful. I'm not going to lie. It feels good to be that way. That's why I suffer with it. Because if I don't get it out, it'll start eating me up. And my thing is I have to release it. Now, the best way to release it is obviously through prayer. Obviously. But it's always times and moments where the situation is so stupid, really so stupid and time-consuming and wasteful, that you're more mad at that's where the issue had gone more than the issue itself. So you go, at most of you men, if you're like me, you're like, you know what? I'm going to blow all of it up. If it's just going to chip, if it's starting to crumble, if the paint starts to crack, blow it all up. Rather like, let me get the paint bucket and go over the wall where the paint's coming off, or let me spackle a little bit. Let me get some grout and start healing up the edges and all that before it falls. Some of us don't act that way. Some of us like, all right, it's chipping. The paint's peeling. Let's blow it all up. Let's blow it up and start over again. So the person knows that you are willing to blow it all up. That's usually my take on a lot of my relationships in the past. But now, obviously, doing it that way, it would cause outbursts. It would cause, you know, vices to take control or hold of our ruach, and we are led into either fornicating, cheating, being drunk, fighting, or being arrested. And that's where that leads. When it comes to the height of that emotion, that's exactly where it leads. And knowing this now that you are in the Ruach HaKodesh and you know you're in the Torah, you know, you really are in a narrow, narrow space, a narrow, narrow path. And the more you think about, damn, I could have really done this, you're bumping against that narrow path, that wall that's keeping you steady, that's keeping you up, that's not allowing you to fall through your own emotions being used as a stumbling block to you. And this is what men, like I said, this is what men go through. Women, you don't hear it and don't see it because we are internalizing this entire war in our minds. This entire war goes on in our minds where we don't have any emotion or show any emotion whatsoever. When your man's sitting there looking very sternly or off in the distance, that's that war that's going off. Right now, he hearing AR-15s, tanks, shells, 30, you know, mass explosions and all that in his mind. He having a whole war right in front of you, but you wouldn't even know. But you just know he's still just staring off into a distance. He's contemplating, calculating, fantasizing, all of that in one moment. That's what he's doing. That's exactly what that man's doing. And of course, he questions, is this really worth it? Is all of this, to do all this really worth it? Again, I go back to my brother Matt. Is this something that we as men have to learn to deal with our anger, to deal with our emotions? Especially this type of test happens to those who are easily or sensitive to just dumbness or sensitive to being frustrated a lot. Those of you who get into or hot-tempered and get into arguments fairly easy or fairly quickly, this is a test that you will have to go through. I'm sorry to say, it'll be that way. He doesn't really take away something that you're weak at. What he does is make you strong through it. People used to say, once they figured out when they prayed for something, that the trials and tribulations come in order to perfect the thing that they're weak in. So if you go and pray for strength, you're going to be put in situations to make you weak that you can't deal with in order for you to go through it away to that strength or the ability to handle that heavy load. So people say, oh, I just stopped asking for strength because I'm not his strongest soldier. I stopped asking for marriage and love because I keep getting these type of men or women that come into my life and destroy it. Like I said, we are put in these situations and thus for us to grow through them. And it's a growing pain that I never thought I'd have to keep going through being in my 40s. I figured I was done growing, truly done growing, that I isolated myself from really having feelings or emotions towards people in order so that they wouldn't get close to me in order for me to get upset. So that's why I blocked a lot of people off. And the Most High is saying, well, that's not truly how you are supposed to handle those who are not walking with you or walking, those who are walking contrary to what this walk is. I want to use you as an example. I want to show them that this is where you were and this is where you are now because of me. They aren't going to be able to see that if you're blocking or isolating yourself off. Now you're just not allowing my work to shine. Like I said, I talked about if you want to be a puppet, let Yah use you as a puppet. So here I am telling you, even frustrated still upset about the situation, that I have to allow Yah to use me as a puppet. So if I'm here, supposed to be still on these wires he got me on, I'm going to be still. And then I'm allowing him to work on my behalf. Now, mind you, in our minds, if we don't feel like that the motion ain't moving within the 30 minutes of the situation or a day of the situation, it's easy just to give up. You'd be like, you know what? I'm going to go drink. You know what? I'm just going to stay away. I feel like do what you have to do to a degree. But don't go turn right into like, you know what? I'm going to the club. You know what? I'm going over this girl's house. You know what? I'm going to go do this. Don't go to the degree where you are seeking out sin and trying to flirt with it. It's like, all right, I'll just go here, but I won't be around the same people. I'll just go over here, but I won't engage in conversation with such and such and such. Like, don't tempt yourself. I mean, the Most High is not going to tempt you. Don't tempt yourself. If you know you are susceptible to certain temptations, don't even do it. Don't even go down that path. But if you feel that the best thing for you is to just check out a little bit, then check out a little bit. If you have to distance yourself a little bit, distance yourself a little bit so you can see the full picture. It's hard to do, but your Ruach will tell you, like, all right, this is far enough. Just stay here. Don't go no further. Just stay here. And of course, you'll get confirmations. If you're really, truly paying attention, you'll get confirmations from anything that the Most High shows you. His messengers or his angels have the ability to put things into your face. Then when you start seeking validation to go ham, validation to go crazy, you will eventually see something that'll pull you back in. Whether it be an Instagram post, something on TikTok, something on TV, just somebody coming up and telling you to confirm something you already were believing or had a thought in. That is the Most High trying to reel you in, trying to say, all right, I'm giving you a buffer. I want you to make a good decision on this, but I'm giving you a buffer. Now I'm giving you confirmations of just being still. So I want you to be still. This is the Ruach, how it works. It's very faint, very subtle, and you have to listen to it. Sometimes I forget, it ain't louder than my thoughts. And so I do what I want, but eventually he calls me back in and I see it repeated over and over again. So I try to remain still as I can or have a calm spirit. He knows what the situation is. He knows what's going on in our daily lives. It'd be times where I think he ain't listening or he ain't watching and be like, nah, he watching. He listening. Because I say something underneath my breath or I'll do an act where, not to say he won't see me, but I may not take that act as doing something wrong. And he'd be like, oh, no, that was wrong. He'd be like, ah, he got me. So he be on it. He be on you. So I would truly like to know your thoughts as a man. Even if you aren't in a relationship, I would truly like to know if you ever done this before, just skipped out on providing because you upset. Like I said, I mentioned this before. Like, I made it a point that anytime I'm going through something with her, that I provide a service to force myself to be of service at a time where I'm still frustrated, because I come from so many different canon events in my life where everything will blow up because I choose pettiness over being still. That pettiness give you the satisfaction that you need. Oh, it makes you feel good. You get a tingle from it. It's like a release of serotonin that happens when you are petty. When you finally get that out, it feel good, but the damage is, you just don't prepare for the damage that comes afterwards, because that energy leads on to other energy. Once you get that ball rolling, that ball has to continue rolling in that direction. It doesn't matter if you initiate it or does anybody that you have a conflict with initiate it, but if you keep it going, they keep it going. It's going to come to a stopping point somewhere. Now, the thing is, are you going to like the destination that it ends up in? So me, still, I'm just being honest with you. It's me still, I'll tap that ball. I'll tap it. And then when I see it being tap two, I'm like, all right, I'll inch it a little more. And that's when he'll rule me in. Like, all right, no, don't kick it. You about to kick it. You about to boot that thing like a fifth grade Voight ball. Y'all know the little red balls you play kickball with in elementary. Like them Voight balls, them things, ping, and just take off. He's like, I know you what you about to do. You about to send it to see what happens. If you won't allow me to come and fix this situation, you aren't going to be prepared for what's going to come afterwards. Do you really want to repeat another canon historical event at this point in this juncture, at this point in this walk? Do you really want to go through that? I have to have this conversation with myself. So that's why I shut down. I'm like, all right, let me shut down and be still. And usually it works, my guys. Usually it works. As a husband, boyfriend, or a man seeking, it works. It works. Y'all have to know, at the time of all of this feminine energy, at the height of it, you know it's sent to usurp and to test upright and righteous men. You know you are on a path of uprightness and righteousness if this feminine ruach comes out of nowhere to test you. The best thing about this assembly is when y'all share that y'all are going through it, we are going through it at the same time. That's why I have my brother Matt. And when he shares he's going through it, boom, I get hit with it too. So and then when y'all comment like, oh, I just went through this myself, I like for y'all to share because we are all in this together. So I know that this ruach is flowing throughout this assembly. We are all somewhat connected to the same Ruach HaKodesh, the same body of Yahusha. So basically, when y'all have a problem, I know it ain't going to be too long before I'm going to have a problem. And I know the other person next to me or the person I hadn't even met that's either in South Africa, Canada, or Europe, or London, or even Australia, I know sooner or later they're going to get hit with that same Ruach. And I said this before, y'all don't understand how demons are really out here, that they sit and watch. They attack assemblies. It's better for them to attack assemblies because you can break down. That's what they thought building up the Christians thought building up a church and going to a church would do. But no, they are attacking, these unclean ruachs are attacking assemblies. This is just bigger than just, oh, why is Satan picking on me? Why are these ruachs picking on me? No, it's bigger than, deeper than that. It's an assembly. Just like the assemblies that are mentioned in Revelation, which the religions call churches, but they're really assemblies. We can fit one of those assemblies, the good side of it. We're definitely not the lukewarm assembly. So we are an assembly that even though we have not touched, even though we have not hugged, even though we have not seen each other face to face, we are still of the same body, of the same assembly. We may not be the arm, but we may be the leg. If we're not the leg, we may be the head. If we're not the head, we may be the heart. We are some part of the members of Yahusha's body. So when one thing is affected, the entire body will be affected or will have to compensate for that affliction. So that's why I asked most of y'all to comment if you are actually going through it or how you will respond in certain matters. So we all learn from each other. So we all learn to fortify our members together in the body of Yahusha to be able to walk in this wall without a limp. That's what I want from this assembly. To be strong through the ointment and salve and balm that we need to heal our wounds when we're afflicted. It doesn't matter who is afflicted. As we're afflicted in one body, we're all afflicted. So helping each other out throughout the comment sections of certain issues and certain matters is warranted. Truly warranted. And I'll end it on this. When it comes to numerology again, Puffy got 4 years and 2 months. That 42 numerically is the N-word. It's nigger. LeBron's almighty decision to know if he was going to retire or not retire. It turned out to be a Hennessy ad. Hennessy ad equals 42, which is also nigger. He did this on October 7th, which is 33 and 330 in satanic ciphers. And October by itself is Sumerian 666, which is why they have Halloween on this month. They are not hiding it anymore. Numerically, it's a reason why they do these rituals. There's a reason why they give you a lot of soft witchcraft, because it's easily set in your minds to consume it because it's pleasing to your eyes. You just don't see it yet. It's like I said, it's a jail that is tasteless, flavorless. It doesn't have a smell or it's odorless. You don't see it, but it's there. And when you come out of this system, you truly see the jail cells that people are walking to and from every day of their lives. So when Kyron Lacy was chosen, he was in a pattern. And that's all they do. Is when we understand pattern recognition, it is a pattern. How easy would it be to actually have an accident or a fender bender right in front of you if they knew exactly where you're going and knew exactly your routes? It don't matter if you turn your phones off, your Wi-Fi and all that. It don't matter. Something on you got electronics in it. And that's how Satan uses his Ruach. His Ruach is through the Wi-Fi. So everybody is connected through a frequency. Everybody's connected somewhat to Wi-Fi. If he's the prince and power of the air, he knows exactly your patterns on a certain day. Now, maybe Kyron was going to work out. Maybe he's going to the facility. Maybe wherever he was going, he was probably going there or was caught going there multiple times for them to know his route. In order to have somebody else pull in front of him or be in front of him when he's turning or whatever, and just bump the person in front of him and said, oh, it was a tragic accident when somebody died. Because if you actually saw the video, it didn't look like this horrific accident that would cause a loss of life. It looked like a little fender bender. And you just see his little green car come up behind him. It was a lime, which makes it worse, it was a lime green car. Lime green. Lime green in numerology is 33. Like I said, y'all need to start teaching your children, your sons about either not to have fear, but to be aware of how these systems, these games, which were created by Skull and Bones men and Freemasons, using it now as a ritual. Like, you want to be on our platform. You have to say, it's almost like the days of Astara or Asherah, where we get Easter from. And what they did was give babies or give their virgins to the priest, and the priests have sex with them. And then they offer the baby up after the next spring equinox comes around, and then they offer the baby to be killed. The baby doesn't get to be a full grown individual, but it's a belief system that allows this system to continue on. Y'all need to start learning about what this system is. The system is set up for you to be a part of it so you can be an offering. Now, mind you, they don't do this for everybody. They don't do this for everybody. There are people who can just live in this world, die in old age, and that's it. And all they have to leave in this world is what they followed and what their works were. That's the only thing they can take with them. What they followed and what their works were. That's the only currency you can take out of this world. You can't take anything material. You can only take the deeds that you have done and what you have followed. That is it. So it's not like people who aren't being sacrificed or aren't chosen as a ritual don't go on to live normal lives and be out the way. So there's a lot of people who are lucky. But how truly lucky are you? But when you come to judgment and you can't change any of the deeds, you can't change the direction of what you followed or what you worshiped, that's what you done. That's it. You don't get a second chance. You don't get enough grace and mercy to do it over and say, all right, let me start over and now worship Yah the right way. It don't, that, what your works are is what your works are. So it's even, I guess, more damaging to just live this entire life all the way up to your 90s and to your 100s and not actually follow the Most High. That means your life when you came out the womb was in vain because you didn't get to see or understand his goodness or actually walk in his ways. We are selected as the body of Yahushua to actually walk in his ways, to see his abundance, his fruitfulness, his mercy, and his grace. We are the blessed ones, truly. We are blessed. None of us ended up being Kyron Lacy. None of us ended up being AJ Simon. None of us ended up being a celebrity that they trodden down through numerology or being mocked through numerology. None of us are like this. We are truly blessed. And knowing that we are truly blessed, man, we need to stop becoming a strife unto others when it comes to correction. I know I'm all over the place, but truly, when I'm putting things together, when two and two come together and 2 + 2 = 4, it makes so much sense of why be an affliction to others or within the household when you're just trying to, as a person who's over top of the household, build up the hedge. Keep the hedge where it is so the enemy does not get in it. So the enemy knows there's no chips in the hedge. There's no back door to go into. There is no window to let down on the hedge. Especially when you are truly blessed to see another day. Truly blessed to not be a ritual. And I'm telling you, the days are coming. The days are coming where Satan is going to have the same type of apocalypse that Yahuwah is going to show on the inhabitants of the entire world. He is going to mimic the same type of bloodshed that Yahuwah is going to do. He knows that Bible inside and out, and he know the Most High don't lie and don't need to. So what he's going to do to be like the Most High is have the same cataclysm. And the Most High is going to allow him to have a group of people, a number of people, we don't know what that number is, to fall victim to his cataclysm. They're already grouping up. You see it happening every single day. You see them move the yardsticks. Every single day you see it. They ripping this Constitution and the Declaration of Independence to shreds. Y'all finding out new bylaws and laws that are in the Constitution or amendments that are in it that you have never heard or ever been educated on in all your days in university, college, or high school, even elementary. Y'all hearing about amendments that they are ratifying that you didn't even think were even in the Constitution. They're bringing out some laws that were in there since George Washington, but y'all never heard of it. They are creating situations to tear it down. Like, oh, if a major event or a major issue happens in one of the states, they are allowed to use the National Guard and the Army together for justice or judgment. All they need to do is enact or evoke a certain law with the president's signing off on it. And when you know that the entire government is ran by a foreign entity, a foreign body, and that foreign body is governed by the wicked one, you know exactly what's about to happen. We know exactly what's about to happen. So what I'm saying is, in your blessings, in your trials and your tribulations, in your affliction, the best thing you could do for your household is to be still and respectful. That's the best thing you could do. To be respectful and do not quench or chip at the hedge? If your woman is telling you to be in order so the edge is not threatened, the hedge is not threatened, men, do what she says. That is a confirming spirit, a confirming ruach from a righteous woman. Now, men, if you have a woman that's all over the place, that is threatening your hedge, that are afflicting the hedge, be still. Allow Yah to correct. So you, through emotion or you through anger, threaten your hedge. So nothing seeps through. Because you want to be as fortified as you can when this place goes dark. Digitally, electronically, what have you. Spiritually, it don't matter. When this place eventually is at peak darkness, you do not want any hedge being threatened. You do not want to have chinks in your armor or chinks in the wall. I'm telling you, at the time where everything goes dark, trust me, we have to be, men have to be the stronger ones, because everybody is going to be moving off of sheer emotion, sheer flesh. So learning these afflictions now, learning the peace and stillness in the face of disrespect that you know is going to be more than just the person that's in the household with you. Use that as a training ground or a training session. The Most High is going to see that they don't go nowhere, because it ain't nowhere to go. To tell you the truth, it ain't nowhere to go. Not in this economy, not at the height of hyperinflation. It ain't nowhere they're going to go. To go somewhere and start over from scratch at this point, nah. You know Yah is not about suffering households being broken up, especially the ones that he's put together. So men, rest on that. Rest on that and be still. Let that wave come over you. Let it run through you, but it'll eventually pass by you. It would eventually pass by you. And know you, and now you're stronger for the cause. Now you're stronger for the path. Now you're stronger for the household. Because that's what it's going to take. Imagine 5 or 10 people in your everyday life at the same time coming with so much emotion and disrespect, trying to get you to come out of the Torah. And that's basically what they're going to be testing people with. Coming out of the Torah so you can be conquered. If you remember in Yehudith, when Holofernes and the captains of Babylon or Ashur, when they were trying to invade the Israelites who were holed up in the mountains, they reasoned and said, you cannot conquer this people if there's no sin in them. If the only way they can be conquered, if they transgress against their God, then you can conquer them. Then you can destroy them. But remember, these are the people that the Most High God has chosen for himself. If he sees that there is sin in them, he will allow them to be conquered. If there's not any sin in them, if they've been living righteous and upright, then they cannot be conquered. And you'll just be going up there to get embarrassed. It's like that. Whether it be in the flesh, whether it be in the ruach, we have to understand we have that same power. We have the ability to not sin, to be peaceful, to be still in the face of disrespect, in the face of affliction. So when that wave passes over you, the Most High can blow his ruach upon the situation and completely eradicate it out of your life for a time. Until you come to the fullness of whatever issue you suffer from, that is when it'll stop. That's when it'll stop. It all depends on you. I'm talking to myself too. And I hate when I got to listen to my own advice. But when you come to the fullness of not having a reaction, when you are valid in that reaction, that is when the tables will truly turn for you. So if you men are suffering, and you have to be at some point in this walk, in these relationships, because it ain't easy. Truly, it is not easy. If you are truly suffering, take this as a word of advice or as a confirmation that it will flip over. The tables will turn for you as long as you keep still.